But now we want to get to what analysts are calling the retirement gender gap. The group Financial Finesse released a study finding that both men and women are not saving enough for retirement, but women are much further behind. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger of CBS News to take a closer look. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And put some numbers on it. How far behind men are women when it comes to retirement savings?
Well, this is always a terrible story to have to tell, especially as a woman. So, again, this group is looking at what an average woman who's 45 years old needs to save to replace about 70% of her income, and does the same thing for a man. So the average 45-year-old, women are short by $268,000 of what they need to retire comfortably at 65. Men, it's not great, but it's better, a $212,000 shortfall. I just want to put this another way. That means that for every $100 a guy puts away for retirement, a woman actually has to put away $126, a 26% gap. That differential is pretty stark.
That's what's being called the gender gap right there, 26%. Well, just take up one thing. There's a sense, just anecdotally, speaking about this around the office, that, well, you know, most women are married. They'll receive their spouse's savings. So what does it matter? Comment on that.
Well, it does matter, because I think that many women are erroneously assuming that their husbands or partners are going to be putting away enough money for both. And that's not necessarily the case. We also know that for many non-working spouses, they are not going to get their spouse's Social Security. They're only going to get half of that Social Security check, right?
Yeah.
So this is a big issue. It also brings up the general wage gap, right? Because, you know, honestly, there are many women out there who are working very hard, but they're not earning as much as men. So as a result, they're not putting away as much in their retirement accounts.
So there's a wage gap. But also, we looked it up, and only 45% of women 65 and older are married. So that leaves a lot who aren't, and, you know, even half of someone's Social Security, they won't be getting that. So let's get to more of the reasons. There's the wage gap. How does that spiral out? So if you're making less, how does that then spiral out towards less retirement?
Well, first of all, if you're making less, you have less to put away. If you're putting away a certain percentage of your income and your employer is matching a percentage of that, all those percentages are lower. We also know a few things, and that is that, of course, women are making less money than their male counterparts in almost every single field across the board. But we also understand that many women are choosing to be in lower wage fields. They haven't yet really entered with gusto these high-paying growth fields that require science, technology, engineering, and math degrees.
And so they're not getting like the matching 401ks that you get at some of the institutions.
Yeah, and then you know what else? They are also maybe choosing flexibility over compensation, which is really important in your real life, right? I want to be able to go to work when I need to go to work, but also take care of my kids. And guess what? Working mothers often opt for flexibility over compensation, much more so than working men. So this combination has been really accounting for this gap. It does put pressure on women to really try to take control of their financial lives and be involved in the process.
Well, you talk about wanting flexibility and choosing jobs maybe that are lower pay so that you can do things like have a family. And by the way, the lower pay also leads to lower Social Security payback.
That's exactly right. And if you're fortunate enough to be in a field that still offers a pension, the pension will be lower. So, you know, these are important factors.
Talk about that, because that's, you know, brings in the question of family leave. California, Rhode Island, New Jersey mandate paid family leave. But as we know, we've said it before, the U.S., the only country in the industrialized world that does not mandate paid maternity leave across the country. So how does that spiral out? I mean, I'm imagining that in those months then you're not paid, you're also not putting in.
That's exactly right. And you know what? A lot of people are taking themselves off career track for a number of years, and it's hard to get back on at the same level. So think about this. If you were working in a field and you were having great trajectory and you said, you know what, I need to be home for 5 years, and it's not just about paid leave, it's taking yourself off that track. Now re-entering, you're re-entering at a lower level.
Yeah.
So all of these things together really do spell some problems for women, not the least of which is that we live longer. So, you know, we've got a longer retirement to pay for. So we're earning less during our lives. We're counting on our husband's or partner's income that may not be there. And by the way, we just live too long. And so we got to save more.
Well, Jill Schlesinger, you are a certified financial planner. You are allowed to practice. You did for nearly 15 years. Only have a couple seconds. What's the one thing that women should do if they're recognizing themselves?
I think that number one is every person, woman, man, has to run their own numbers. And we can't emphasize that enough. Yep. I'll give a plug to a great organization, choosetosave.org. They've got an easy-to-use calculator. Use it, people. Use it.
And find out what you need. Use the calculator. We'll have it at hereandnow.org just because you just said it. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Thanks as always.
Take care.